Greetings, curious minds. Welcome to the Pondering Thoughts podcast. I'm the host, Kay Wilkes. Let's start the show. Greetings, curious minds, and welcome back to another episode of Pondering Thoughts podcast. This show will air in April, the month in which we celebrate Earth Day. It is also Native Plant Month. So we're dedicating this whole month to celebrate our incredible planet and exploring all things Earth-related. To kick things off, in this episode, we'll explore the world of earthing and grounding. If this is your first time hearing these terms, don't fret. We'll unpack earthing and grounding in more detail, providing a little history, the science, benefits, techniques, as well as explore how it can enhance our well-being and bring us closer to nature. As a disclaimer, I do not have a medical background. The information provided is solely based on my personal research. As with any information that relates to your health, always do the research yourself and consult with a trained medical professional. Now that we've gotten that out the way, let's dive into the show. First, let's define what is meant by earthing or grounding. These terms are used interchangeably and refers to direct skin contact with the earth's surface, such as with your bare feet or hands, or with various grounding systems. Now, as a note, these terms are commonly used as it relates to electricity. However, we are focusing on earthing and grounding as it relates to our body. Earthing or grounding is considered a therapeutic technique that includes bodily contact with Earth's natural electric charge to stabilize our body's physiology at the deepest level. Earthing can be as simple as walking barefoot outside on the grass, on the beach, or any natural conductive surface like sand, soil, gravel, or stone. Now, over time, our body can accumulate an excess of free radicals, which are positively charged. Free radicals are unstable atoms in the body that can damage cells, causing illness and aging. When this happens, they can potentially harm healthy tissue in the body. In the case of chronic stress, the immune system is overloaded with free radicals. Now, antioxidants from our diet can help neutralize these free radicals, but sometimes cannot keep up with the large numbers. This can lead to chronic inflammation in the body, which can trigger a host of diseases such as heart disease and high blood pressure. Now, the Earth is negatively charged with a great supply of free electrons. So when you walk barefoot on the ground, your body absorbs free electrons in ample quantities. This helps to neutralize the free radicals in our body, thus having the effects of an antioxidant. As a result, earthing has been shown to improve heart rate, inflammation, hormones, sleep, and stress. First, let's take a stroll through history to understand the roots of earthing and grounding. The concept of connecting with the Earth's energy has been practiced for centuries in various cultures around the world. Throughout human history, civilizations have instinctively recognized the Earth's nurturing and restorative powers. The act of walking barefoot, utilizing animal hides for footwear and bedding, and the simple act of sitting or lying on the ground have served as conduits for the transfer of Earth's energy into the human body. Using the Earth as an electrical conductor dates back to the ancient civilizations of the Greeks, Romans, Egyptians, and of course many indigenous cultures. However, evidence for these grounding techniques is limited since physical contact with the ground was part of their everyday life. It was in traditional Chinese medicine that the roots of earthing are recognized and can be traced back thousands of years to ancient Chinese culture. From a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, grounding relates to the concept of your qi, spelled Q-I, or life force energy. When your qi is flowing smoothly, you are healthy. When your qi is sluggish or blocked, this leads to ill health. If you look at it from the perspective of reflexology, which is a type of therapy that uses gentle pressure on specific points along your feet, which is also used in traditional Chinese medicine, you can appreciate the benefits of earthing. Our feet hold nerve endings to the rest of our body. When we walk on grass, these nerve endings get stimulated, bringing about natural healing and restoring the body to a more balanced state. At the level of the mind, most of us feel better when we're connected with nature. The green color of grass, the freshness of the early morning dew, along with the warmth of the sun, are very healing to the mind and body. Over time, our modern lifestyles have led to a disconnection from nature, which has sparked curiosity about the potential health benefits of grounding. We've started wearing shoes, our communities are more urbanized, and our reliance on technology has moved us farther away from connecting with earth and nature. So let's explore some of the benefits associated with earthing and grounding. Here are three potential benefits of grounding. 1. Many individuals claim that grounding can reduce inflammation in the body. The Earth's electrons are thought to neutralize excess free radicals, which can contribute to inflammation and oxidative stress. 2. Another potential benefit of grounding is improved sleep. By reconnecting with the Earth's energy, we can regulate our circadian rhythm and help experience better sleep quality and duration. 3. Grounding has also been linked to reduced stress and anxiety levels. By grounding ourselves, we can balance our nervous system, leading to a calmer and more relaxed state of being. Now let's address the skepticism surrounding earthing and grounding. As with any alternative practice, there are critics who question the scientific evidence and effectiveness. Some argue that the positive effects experienced by individuals practicing grounding might be attributed to a placebo effect. They suggest that the benefits could be more psychological than physiological. Other critics also question the practicality of grounding in our modern, urbanized world. With most of our time spent indoors and wearing insulated footwear, establishing a consistent connection with the Earth's energy can be challenging. Now, as a note, there have been quite a number of studies and research done on this topic, and the findings have been extremely impressive. If you go to the PubMed website, that's spelled PubMed, it has more than 36 million citations for biomedical literature, where you can search for additional medical articles on this topic. Now, PubMed is a free online resource where you can search and retrieve biomedical and life science literature. It is affiliated with the U.S. National Library of Medicine, NLM, located at the National Institute of Health, NIH. I'm sharing this because through my research, I located articles and studies decades old in which researchers and medical professionals discussed the benefits of earthing and grounding. There was one article titled Down to Earth, published in a biomedical journal in 2023, that states the following: electromagnetic hygiene involving earthing may lower the occurrence of various diseases, reduce inflammation, improve sleep, and help maintain a well-functioning circadian rhythm. So this is a public website, so I would encourage you to check it out so you can research it yourself and make your own conclusion. Now, if you're interested in exploring earthing and grounding further, there are resources available to help you on your journey. One option is to read books like Earthing, The Most Important Health Discovery Ever by Clinton Ober, Stephen Sinatra, and Martin Zucker. This book provides a comprehensive overview of the practice and its potential benefits. In addition, there are documentaries, websites, and online communities dedicated to discussing and sharing experiences related to grounding. These resources can provide you with a deeper understanding and connect you with like-minded individuals on this journey. Now, one documentary which I've watched that I will recommend is titled The Earthing Movie. It's available on most major streaming platforms. Now, let's talk about grounding mats and other devices. Personally, I haven't used any of these devices. I have gone au naturel, but I still wanted to share this information. Now, these tools are designed to facilitate the practice of grounding, especially when direct contact with the earth is not feasible. Grounding mats, for example, are typically made of conductive materials and can be placed under your feet or on a chair, allowing you to connect with the earth's electrons. Other grounding devices include grounding sheets, patches, and even footwear. These products aim to provide a convenient way to reap the potential benefits of earthing and grounding, even in urban environments. Now, if you're ready to start grounding, here are a few simple steps you can take. First, find a natural surface like grass, sand, or even water, and go barefoot. Allow your feet to make direct contact with the earth and take a moment to connect with its energy. Alternatively, you can consider using grounding mats or other devices we mentioned earlier. These tools can help you establish a connection with the earth's energy, even if you can't go outside or prefer a more convenient approach. Now, I've done earthing a few times, au naturel again, and I'm looking to start incorporating it more into my practice. Truthfully, there were many times when I've been on the beach enjoying the sand in my toes and not even realizing I was earthing. But I definitely felt the benefits and the connection with the earth. That wraps up today's podcast on earthing and grounding. We've explored its history, benefits, addressed the skepticism, and provided resources for further exploration. Remember, it's always important to approach alternative practices with an open mind and consult with healthcare professionals if you have any underlying health conditions. So, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and learned something new. Tune in to our next episode as we continue our earth-related podcast with a guest interview with a native plant expert. So that's definitely an episode you won't want to miss. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode of Pondering Thoughts Podcast. And if you've liked what you heard, please share. You know what they say, sharing is caring. Thanks again for tuning in to today's episode. And until next time, stay curious.